USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Now that President Trump has been acquitted again under impeachment proceedings, what's the fallout? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ads. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke. Hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The calls for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down are getting louder as his bungling of the state's coronavirus response may have cost over 15,000 people with their lives. The subsequent cover-up revealed by an aide last week has many infuriated. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign following an aide's admission that the state covered up the true death toll due to COVID in the state's nursing homes. Some have also questioned whether the death toll was worsened by a decision to try to ease pressure on the state's hospital system by barring nursing homes from refusing to take on people who had COVID-19. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions that decision, telling Fox News that it was unnecessary because of the resources the federal government was making available.
Because President Trump, the administration, had sent the USNS Comfort, because the Javits Center became this massive field hospital, there was no reason to be placing all of these infected patients with healthy nursing home residents. Governor Cuomo had already stated his awareness that coronavirus was so deadly for seniors. So it wasn't like this nursing home directive came before Governor Cuomo was publicly telling New Yorkers that there was this increased issue for seniors.
From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
A number of bills in New York State aimed at making long-term care facilities safer are currently at the committee stage. The bills aim at addressing a number of issues, including oversight, transparency, and communication. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.